Justin Brayton, third overall in the day. Steel City and Justin Brayton go together like peas and carrots.
Yeah, I had my first moto win here last year, second moto. So I guess when you just drive in these gates, you know, you've done it before, and second time's always easier. So, yeah, me and the team have been working really hard. I think we're, you know, we're gelling together here lately really well. And, yeah, I think it's long overdue, but I'll take it.
See, with you doing so well here and you not doing so well at some other races, I'm beginning to think that maybe you're a little bit of a head case.
You can say that. You can say
I just
that.
Did.
Yeah.
Because if you can do it here, there's no reason why you can't do it elsewhere.
Yeah, for sure. I got good starts, and obviously that's a mental thing. So I need to be that guy every single weekend, and that's what we're working on. And going into Supercross strong and being that guy week in and week out. It's tough to do with all the racing we do, but that's what separates the good guys from the not so good. So, and I'm looking to be a good guy.
What about this track, though, specifically do you like? Like, what is it?
Nothing really, honestly. I struggled here in the lights class. I never did that well. Last year, first moto, I got 11th, and then I just came out second moto and hole shotted. And I think just starting up front, believing in yourself, and I don't know. Honestly, after I left here last year, I was like, how in the heck did I just win that moto? But I won by quite a ways.
Right.
And I looked at lap times, and I was like, for sure, the best guy by far. So, yeah, it was good. I'm pumped with the day. And to put two solid motos together like that is a big, you know, a big step in the right direction for me.
One race left. I know I'm counting it down. Are you? It's just the end of a long year, huh? You've done every race.
Well, I actually missed the first three nationals.
That's right. But besides that.
Yeah, besides that, I don't know. I enjoy racing so much. A lot of people don't like the travel and things, but I've already got my schedule all planned out for the off season, and then go home to Iowa for a week, and then I'm going to Australia for 3 weeks, and I don't really have much of a break, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to go hang out at the Motocross of Nations. I've never been to that race, so that'll be really cool to go there and obviously hopefully one day be a part of. And, yeah, really looking forward to Paula and then to riding Supercross again. I'm definitely excited for Supercross. So.
Yeah. And correct, you're not going to defend your King of Mercy.
As of right now, I'm not defending it.
So. Negotiations could happen, though.
Yeah, they could happen, but I highly doubt it right now. Just with going to Australia and then going to Switzerland, it's going to be a busy off season. And we got to, you know, with all the testing and all that stuff, it takes up a lot of time.
You're in. We've been talking about this last couple of weeks. You're in line to get a permanent number.
Yep.
What have you decided? Are you going to take the 15?
I don't know. Honestly, that's kind of stressing me out a little bit.
I confirm with Trey that he's taking 41. He is taking 41.
Okay, so I don't know. We'll have to see.
Okay.
I don't know. I like 10. I mean, obviously 10, 11, 12, 15. I've always liked 20 for some reason.
Yeah.
And then maybe even staying with 23, my number now. But I don't know. Me and J-Bone actually just talked about it a little bit, but we'll see when the time comes.
One last question. Everybody's contract is up this year except for, like, you. Kind of relief. I mean, not that you're riding good enough to get a job and all that, but it's still got to be nice, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely nice. I think it would be tough for me to only sign a one-year deal last year. I think coming into the 450 class, it's tough. And I still feel like in Supercross, I kind of flew under the radar with fifth in the series. I think that's obviously, I say that's good for my rookie season, but Dungy just made me look stupid. So, yeah, we're just keep building. Obviously, I'm a lot better than what I've shown. It's been a really tough injury to come back from, but everyone's riding injured a little bit, but I'm pumped to get the podium for the team today and for myself and building that confidence going into Supercross.
And what about Heath? Are you pumped to get a podium for Heath?
Yeah, pumped to get a podium for Heath. Actually, he got a little champagne sprayed on him today. So.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.